VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea has fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles Thursday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
It was the second time North Korea fired missiles in less than a week. South Korea's presidential Blue House said it is very worried about the apparent short-range missile launch, adding it does not help inter-Korean military tensions. South Korean officials say Seoul has increased security preparations in case of additional launches. The tests threaten to further upend nuclear talks between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. and China trade negotiators will resume talks today amid a dramatic escalation in tensions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The talks come hours before the Trump administration set to sharply boost tariffs on some Chinese imports. The president's decision to raise them was a surprise, since administration officials had been suggesting negotiators were making steady progress on a deal between the world's two biggest economies. But earlier this week, the administration accused Beijing of backsliding on earlier commitments, throwing the talks into disarray. China is suggesting it will retaliate if the president moves ahead with the tariff hikes, but did not say how. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union is urging Iran to respect the international agreement curbing the Islamic Republic's nuclear ambitions. The EU says it will continue trading with the country despite U.S. sanctions, but they noted with great concern statements from Iran concerning its commitments to the nuclear deal. The joint EU message came as the bloc struggles to preserve the 2015 accord. Officials say they regret the imposition of sanctions by the U.S. and remain determined to continue pursuing efforts to enable the continuation of legitimate trade with Iran. This is VOA News. South Africa's Electoral Commission has announced it will conduct an audit of Wednesday's national elections after receiving reports of double voting. VOA's Anita Powell has the details.
The Electoral Commission's announcement marks the first time the body will take such action and risks delaying official results. However, the Commission assured South Africans that while the audit was underway, other safeguards remained in place to preserve the integrity of the voting process. Analysts tell VOA that the audit may also bring about additional challenges from political parties, further delaying the results. Of the votes tallied thus far, South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has an early lead in the national elections, but has seen its share of the vote drop. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Pope Francis issued a groundbreaking law Thursday requiring all Catholic priests and nuns around the world to report clergy sexual abuse and cover-up by their superiors to church authorities. However, as AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports, the law does not require priests and nuns to report abuse and cover-ups to police.
The Vatican says that they cannot make that requirement universal and applicable to the church around the world because different countries have different civil reporting laws. And also there are parts of the world where the Catholic Church is a persecuted minority. They do not want to impose on the church in these countries an obligation to go to law enforcement when a claim might be politically motivated.
That's AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. The law is the latest effort by Pope Francis to respond to the global eruption of the sex abuse and cover-up scandal that has devastated the credibility of the Catholic hierarchy and his own papacy. Sources say the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. over his previous testimony into Russian election interference. The AP's Mike Hempen.
People familiar with the subpoena speaking on condition of anonymity say the committee wants Trump Jr. to answer questions about his 2017 testimony to the panel. It's the first known subpoena of a member of President Trump's immediate family. It's unclear if Trump Jr. will comply with the subpoena. A person close to the president's eldest son says Trump Jr. has been cooperating by producing documents and answering written questions. Mike Hempen, Washington.
On Easter Sunday, more than 250 people were killed when suicide bombers struck three churches and three tourist hotels in Sri Lanka. Now, Catholic officials in Sri Lanka said on Thursday that church-run schools that have been closed since the bombings are expected to reopen next week, and Sunday masses will resume this weekend if security conditions are appropriate. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which were carried out by a local radicalized Muslim group. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.